Investors will be looking for signs of what a new CEO will mean at 21st Century Fox after the news this week that Rupert Murdoch will be passing the baton. That baton, by the way, worth $70 billion, and it will soon land in the hands of Rupert's younger son, James. Joining us now is David Gura. He's a reporter for Bloomberg TV. And David, it's a pleasure to have you on.
Nice to talk to you, Peter. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. So give us a sketch of James Murdoch and the role he's played in his father's empire.
Yeah, this is a private company. Of course, there are two private companies now that News Corp, the old News Corp, split back in 2013. And James went to Harvard. He dropped out to start a music label, a hip-hop music label, back in 1995. That lasted for a few years. And then he joined the family business. He got a job with the old News Corp. He became the head of BSkyB, the satellite TV company that was a constituent of it, when he was 30. So he's had a long career with the company. Most recently, perhaps most memorably, he was based in London overseeing the old News Corp's operations there. So everything in Europe, Asia, the Middle East. And after the hacking scandal that really embroiled that company for a while, he moved back to New York.
Right. Well, let's talk about that, because he was, in a way, at the very center of that hacking scandal. It led to the closure of Murdoch's News of the World tabloid and the conviction of the paper's former editor. So where did James Murdoch fit into that scandal? And maybe more importantly, David, how was he able to emerge from it?
I think he would say that he found himself at the center of it. All along, he said that he didn't know that these newspapers that the company owned were hacking phones of celebrities, phones of families of dead children even. He really played it as though he didn't know what was going on, and politicians, especially in the United Kingdom, weren't too receptive of that. He stood by as editors of those papers were forced to resign as the News of the World was shut down. And the way that he was able to rehabilitate himself, as the consensus seems to be, is that he moved from London to New York. He took a different position within the company, and sort of by laying low in a way and leaving the place where all that had happened, leaving London, he was able to sort of refine his career with the company.
All right. Well, when Murdoch becomes the new CEO, his older brother, Lachlan, will be executive co-chairman. What do we know about their relationship? I wonder if we might see some sort of sibling rivalry for power here.
Yeah, that's been talked about for a long while. They're very close in age. Lachlan is a year older than James. He went to Princeton, not Harvard. But the two have been seen as sort of heirs apparent for a long time. And Lachlan has been holed up in Australia. And, of course, this is where Rupert Murdoch's media empire was hatched now more than half a century ago. He inherited some newspapers and built them into this global empire. So he, as part of this arrangement, or what we expect this arrangement to be when the board meets next week, he'll come to Los Angeles. He'll be in the United States as well. And we'll have to see how all of that shakes out. It's reported that these two guys get along fine. They have very different personalities, very different types of business acumen. But one thing I would say is that Rupert Murdoch, though he's 84, still has said, many people have still said, that he intends to remain in charge, at least in some capacity, of these companies going forward. So, yes, it seems like the succession is starting to take place, but by no means does it seem like that baton is going to be passed fully here in the next couple of months.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it. David Gura, reporter for Bloomberg TV. David, thanks very much.
Thanks, Peter.